弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们可以在安息圣日继续在为教会一起来敬拜神。
We give thanks to God that we're all able to gather here to worship God on this holy Sabbath day.
愿主祝福我们。
May God bless everyone.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名来查考，神已经在你前头行。
And now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share with you the topic, The Lord has gone out before you.
我们先翻开圣经历代志上十四章。
Let us turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 14.
历代志上十四章。
1 Chronicles chapter 14.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
请读十五节到第十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the poplar trees, move out to battle, because that will mean God has gone out in front of you to strike the Philistines' army. So David did as God commanded him, and they struck down the Philistine army all the way from Gibeon to Gezer.
这段经文跟撒母耳记下第五章十七节以后是相似的。
This passage is also recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 5.
那这是关于大卫他当王初期的时候的历史。
This is about the history of David becoming king in the early times.
那我们知道大卫他当上国王之后他想到是神的事。
After David became king, he often thought about the matter of God.
那他在第十三章曾经试着要把约柜从基列耶林的地方把它运到耶路撒冷城。
In 1 Chronicles 13, it records that David wanted to move the covenant tabernacle into Kirjath Jearim.
那这是一样在撒母耳记下第六章记载的。
That's also recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 6.
那他在历代志跟撒母耳记，他有同样的历史，但是他的次序的安排是不一样的。
So in both 1 Chronicles 13 and 2 Samuel chapter 6 records the same incidences, but the orders are different.
也就是说，在撒母耳记的历史，他是先记载大卫他击败非利士人之后，然后他才迎耶柜进耶路撒冷城。
In 2 Samuel, it recorded that after he triumphed over the Philistines, then he moved the Ark of the Covenant into the city of David.
但是在历代志，他的次序调过来。
But in 1 Chronicles 13, the order was reversed.
那这似乎有一个含义在当中。
It seems that there is an intention of why this is happening.
因为历代志他要强调大卫他做王是出于神的旨意。
Because in First Chronicles, the author wanted to stress that it was God's will for David to become king.
那大卫能够当王，基本上他在神的计划里面逐渐的实现出来。
So it was according to God's will that David became king.
那大卫他一当王之后，他就国位稳固，他就想要把约柜运到耶路撒冷来求问神。
And after David became king and his kingdom was stable, the first thing that he wanted to do was to move the Ark of the Covenant into the city.
那这当中就出现了一个插曲，就是在运约柜的时候，乌撒因为去扶了约柜而被神击杀。
But in this process, Uzzah put his hand on the ark and was killed by the Lord.
那本来一个很盛大的欢迎的场面突然之间变得很忧伤，而且大卫也没有继续把约柜运到耶路撒冷城来。
As a result, the joyous occasion became a sorrowful occasion, and consequently, the ark was not moved to the city of David.
大卫心里也变得很忧愁。
David was exceedingly sorrowful.
那他也很害怕神。
He was also very afraid of God.
因为他发现他似乎在神面前他的态度不太正确的。
He felt that his attitude before God was not correct.
那可是他一方面又看到圣经说，神祝福 那接待约柜的那个家庭，俄贝以东的全家。
But at the same time, he saw that the Lord blessed the family of Obed-Edom who took the ark into his house.
那这个就是本来大卫他想期待想得到的，能够把约柜迎到耶路撒冷，让整个国度可以兴旺，他的家可以蒙福的一个目的。
That was what David was hoping to receive from God when he received the Ark of the Covenant into the city, which was the grace and blessing of God.
但是最后没有，他没有把约柜运回来。
But at the end of the day, he did not finish moving the Ark of the Covenant into his house.
接下来十四章他就继续转一个角度去讲神怎么样帮助大卫击败非利士人两次。
First Chronicles 14, it recorded how God helped David to triumph over the Philistines twice.
这似乎是有一个用意，因为在说明让我们人愿意再来亲近神、侍奉神。如果不是按照神的旨意结果不会是我们所期待的。
This is telling us that if we come to draw near to God with the wrong intention, then the consequence will not be what we wish for.
但是如果人愿意改变，
But if men are willing to change,
能够明白问题出在哪里，
and to understand what the problem was,
那神一样会祝福，会继续的带领他。
Then God will continue to guide that person and bless him.
因为接下去所描述的在战场上的胜利，就在说明神是没有离开大卫，他愿意继续带领他的国度兴旺，而且能够得胜。
From the events that David defeated the Philistines, this is to show that God is with David and his kingdom.
那十四章第一节就说，这个推罗王主动的送了很多礼物，来让大卫可以建宫殿。
In 1 Chronicles 14, it recorded that Hiram, king of Tyre, sent a lot of items to David to build the God's temple.
大卫他基本上在这里并没有说明说他为推罗王做了什么事。
Sorry, to build David a house.
推罗王这里主动送礼物来。
It doesn't say what David has done for the king of Tyre, but the king of Tyre just wanted to send a lot of gifts to David.
结果第二节，十四章的第二节说，大卫就知道说主建立他做以色列王，又为自己的民以色列使他的国兴旺。
Verse 2 it says, David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, for his kingdom was highly exalted for the sake of his people Israel.
他很明白说他的国度能够，他能够拥有这个王位，他的国度能够继续的兴旺，都是因为神的缘故，也是因为百姓的缘故。
David knew that the reason his kingdom was prosperous was because of God and because God wanted to bless the people.
那这说明当我们人愿意来亲近神，也愿意侍奉神的时候，神会让我们在人在神面前蒙福得恩宠。
This tells us that as long as we are willing to draw near to God and to serve him, then God will bless us and show his favor unto us.
那我们人也愿意顺服神的吩咐，他的诫命。
As long as we are willing to submit and keep his commandments.
我们看一下箴言第三章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs 3.
第一节到第四节。
Verses 1 through 4.
请读箴言三章一节到四节。
Verses 1 through 4. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man.
那这里特别提到这个神他给他的百姓有诫命有法则可以遵守。
Here it tells us that God has given commands and laws to his people to keep.
那为的是要让我们得平安。
The reason is that so we can receive peace.
那我们可以展现 出神的慈爱。
So that we can show the mercy of God.
那我们人也可以像神一样那么诚实信实的。
And so that we can be as truthful as God.
那我们如果一直都这样子做。
If we continue to have mercy and truth be around us.
他说结果就是让神会让我们在世人跟神的眼前可以有智慧有聪明得恩宠。
Then we will find favor and high esteem and wisdom in the sight of God and man.
那这个就 这样的一个应许就体现在大卫的身上。
This promise has been fulfilled on David.
他其实是愿意来亲近神的。
David was willing to draw near to God.
他真的是很关心神的家。
He really cared about the house of God.
但是他在这一个过程里面，他忽略了神的诫命啊。
But in the process, he neglected the commands of God.
那可是他事实上是处于疏忽。
He actually overlooked the commands.
他并没有很在意去谨守遵行神的每一件事情。
He was not very careful in observing every single command.
那神也就让他明白，所以神就出手管教他了。
Therefore, God used his hands to chastise him.
那在这一段过程当中，我们看神。历代志的作者特别说，这个推罗王就主动的送礼物给大卫，跟他和好。
In this process, we could see in chapter 14 that the king of Tyre took the initiative to be allies to David.
这也说明当我们人如果醒悟，愿意来遵守神的提醒的时候，神的恩惠会来到。
So if we take the initiative to take the chastisements of God, then God's hands of grace will come upon us.
所以我们如果看箴言三章的第十一节。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11.
请读三章十一节十二节。
Chapter 3, verses 11 through 12. 11. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke. 12. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son he delights in.
这个就是说明这个天父他爱他的百姓那他会管教让他们可以变得更正直更合乎神的要求。
Here it tells us that God will chastise and correct his son so that they will become righteous.
这是出于神的爱。
This is out of God's love.
所以现在历史我们就回到历代志上的第十四章。
Let us turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter 13.
神的祝福其实也呈现在神赐给大卫许多的儿子。
God's blessings was also upon his David's son.
为他建立的家庭。
To help them establish family.
所以圣经就描述大卫生了很多的儿女。
And it records here that David had a lot of sons and daughters.
但是重点就是从第十四章的第八节以后。
But the main point starts starting from verse 8.
神怎么带领以色列百姓面对敌人的时候可以得胜。
It tells us how God had guided the people of Israel to defeat the Philistines.
那我们现在看回来十四章第八节。
Let us turn to 1 Chronicles 14 verse 8.
请读八节到第九节。
Verses 8 and 9. Now when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David. And David heard of it and went out against them. Then the Philistines went and made a raid on the valley of Rephaim.
这里就非是人主动来攻打以色列人。
The Philistines took the initiative to attack the Israel.
他们是听见大卫当王了。
Because they heard that David became king of Israel.
那先前大卫曾经跑到非利士地去臣服在他们的王底下。
Earlier, David actually went to the land of Philistines to become one of their servants.
那现在大卫做王之后，其实神就祝福，所以以色列国就兴旺。
But now that David had become king of Israel, God had blessed him, and the country has become prosperous.
他们不愿意看到以色列国兴旺的。
But the Philistines did not want to see that Israel would become prosperous.
他们是跟神为敌的人。
Because the Philistines are against God and his people.
通常以神为敌人，他不愿意看到神的国度兴旺。
And those who are against God, they do not wish to see the prosperity of God's kingdom.
那这个时候，其实大卫也才刚在当上全国的王而已。
At this time, David just became the king of Israel.
所以现在腓力斯人他们就先攻击，主动攻击以色列国。
Therefore, Philistines wanted to attack the land of Israel first.
那在这种情况底下，大卫很勇敢的主动去迎战敌人了。
David was very brave, and courageous to face the enemy.
因为这个就是他当王的一个角色。
This is one of his duty as a king.
他要带领百姓去战胜敌人。
To lead his people to defeat the enemy.
那今天 我们在这个信仰上其实也不断地面对征战。
Today in our life of faith, we often face a lot of battles.
你看我们不管是个人在整个教会来说都是要面对属灵的征战。
Both our own individual self and the church, we both face a lot of spiritual battles.
当我们个人想要在灵性上下功夫要成长的时候通常都会遇到阻挡。
When we set the determination to grow in our faith, we often face a lot of challenges.
有时候生活到突然就会起风波。
Suddenly, our life would have great turbulence.
很多麻烦就跟着来了。
A lot of troubles will come.
那通常这个都是会打击到我们要用心的来追求神，来属灵上成长的一个障碍。
This will hinder us from growing in our faith.
那整个教会的圣工推动也是这样子。
This is the same with the whole church when we try to move forward.
当教会要做什么样的工作的时候
，When we set our mind to do a holy work,
通常魔鬼也都会趁机会阻挡。
Satan would take that opportunity to come and attack us.
因为我们是在跟这个黑暗的势力征战，要抢救灵魂的。
Because we are battling with the prince of darkness, to fight for the souls of people.
那撒旦是不愿意看到神的国度建立兴旺的。
Satan does not wish to see the prosperity of God's kingdom.
可是我们看大卫，他是一个英勇的战士，他知道要去面对敌人。
But King David was a very courageous warrior, and he faced the enemy.
他也是时常都有准备的。
He was always ready.
所以当敌人主动来攻击的时候，他就出去迎敌了。
Therefore, when the enemies attacked, he was ready to fight back.
所以为什么说今天我们在信仰上要时常警醒，要时常亲近神？
Why do we encourage everyone to be always alert in our faith and to draw near to God?
有时候在我们的生活上出现一个问题的时候。
Because when anything comes in our life,
教会出现一些似乎是阻碍圣工的这些事情或声音的时候
，or when challenges come to the church,
我们要看明这个就是有时候是从魔鬼来的阻挡，仇敌他的工作。
We need to see that this might be the work of Satan, our enemy.
我们现在看哥林多后书第二章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章我们来读第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
哥林多后书二章十一节。
2 Corinthians 2:11. Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
这是圣经特别提到说，我们要明白，有时候魔鬼会趁机会来攻击，想要胜过我们。
The Bible here reminds us that sometimes Satan would take advantage of us.
那我们要识破，然后我们知道要怎么去对应它。
Therefore, we need to discern in situation like this and know how to overcome it.
这里特别说，我们不是不知道魔鬼的诡计。
Here it tells us that we do actually know that Satan has his schemes.
魔鬼要破坏神的家，很容易，最简单的就是把教会分化。
The easiest way for Satan to attack the church is to divide the church.
让教会失去同心。
So that the church is no longer united.
让信徒失去对神的信心。
So that the members will lose their faith in God.
让众人失去对神国的一个盼望。
So that members would lose the hope of the kingdom of God.
所以我们不是不知道魔鬼的诡计。
So we do know the schemes of the Satan.
圣经提醒我们要胜过，要警醒去面对。
But the Bible reminds us to be watchful to face this attack from Satan.
这是大卫他做王的时候他所呈现出来，他敌人来了，他主动出去。
This is something we can learn from David, which he was always ready to face his enemies when they attack.
那当时候敌人是很多的。
There were a lot of the Philistines.
那他怎么去面对敌人
？How did he face them?
我们看回来十四章的第十节。
Let us turn back to First Chronicles chapter 14.
第十四章的第十节。
Verse 10.
请读。
Verse 10. And David inquired of God, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines?" Will you deliver them into my hand?
这里大卫他是先求问神，说我可以上去攻击非利士人吗
？Then the Lord said to him, "Go up, for I will deliver them into your hand." So David inquired of God first.
我们知道大卫他是战士，他打仗出身的，他从 从年轻的时候面对哥利亚到之后被扫罗追杀，他这段时间基本上都是在打仗。
We know that David was an experienced warrior since the day of Goliath.
但是这个时候他自己又是受膏的王。
And at this time, he was already the anointed king.
其实他是已经身经百战的。
He was such an experienced warrior.
但是他现在要面对非利士人的时候，他所呈现出来的那种姿态，好像他是一个新手，他是战场上的新手，他没有经验。
But now that the Philistines came to attack them,he acted as if he was a new soldier.
其实他很知道说神是他的保护，神是他的力量，是他的磐石。
Because he knew that God was his protector, his rock.
哦，他在诗篇里面他常常这样写啊。
In the book of Psalms, he often described God as his rock of salvation.
这个神是他的旌旗。
That God was his banner.
那他打仗是靠神在打。
Therefore, he understood that when he fought against his enemy, it was by God's strength.
他在诗篇二十篇里面，这是他的诗，他这样说。
In Psalm 20, he wrote as such.
我们请看诗篇二十篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 20.
第五节。
Verse 5.
请读第五节。
Verse 5. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners.May the Lord fulfill all your petitions.
第六节。
Verse 6. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand.
这是大卫他很知道说神他现在一定会救护他的受膏者。
King David knew that the Lord will save his anointed.
神从天上垂听他的祷告。
God will listen him from the holy heaven.
所以他要求告神。
Therefore, he wanted to call upon the Lord.
读第七节。
Verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of our Lord God.
这里提到说我要求告主我们神的名。
Here it says, we will call on the name of the Lord our God.
在急难当中祈求神的帮助。
So when we're in trouble, we need to call upon God's name.
今天我们在信仰上其实就是要不断的求告神。
Today in our life of faith, we need to continuously ask God to help us.
因为当我们求告神，是相信神一定会引导我们的，我们的祷告不是没用的。
As we call upon the Lord, we strongly believe that God will help us and be on our side.
你看他一祷告神说，我可以上去吗？神说可以，你上去，我已经把敌人交在你手上。
That's why when he prayed to God, can I go up against the Philistines? And God gave him permission to do so.
其实大卫他自己也知道要怎样部署战争，那要去对抗敌人，他是很有经验的。
Actually, David was an experienced warrior, so he knew exactly how to fight the Philistines.
但是他先把这个征战的这个统帅权交给神。
But he gave this sovereignty, the power to decide to God's hand.
因为他相信神是他的主是神在统治整个百姓。
Because he knew that God was actually the king over the nation.
大卫他跟扫罗不一样。
David was different from King Saul.
你看之前的王扫罗，他面对非利士人来的时候，他很害怕的。
So the king before King David, King Saul, when the Philistines came to attack him, he was very afraid.
因为在之前的战役跟非利士人有关的，就是扫罗被非利士人杀了。
The history tells us that King Saul actually was killed by the Philistines.
在撒母耳记上有关于扫罗王的历史，当扫罗面对非这么多人仇敌的时候，他很害怕，他恐惧战惊。
And 1 Samuel records how afraid King Saul was when he was facing his enemies, the Philistines.
最后他就跑去问那个叫鬼的妇人。
At the end, he even went to a medium to ask for the lost soul of the dead soul of Samuel.
他不知道 他求问神，神已经不跟他回答了，因为 他已经离开了神。
Because when he inquired of God, God would not answer him. God has already departed from him.
但是大卫就不一样了。
But David was different.
他现在知道怎么去面对敌人的。
He knew how to face his enemy.
但是他更愿意求问神。
Yet he was more willing to inquire of God.
神就帮助他。
Then God helped him.
然后神给他一个指示。
God gave him a direction.
你去，我已经把敌人交在你手上。
God told him to go up, for I will deliver your enemies into your hand.
结果这一次以色列百姓大胜。
So this time, the people of Israel was triumphant.
跟之前扫罗王大败，而且王都死了，是完全不一样的结果。
It was the opposite outcome of King Saul, which suffered great loss.
所以当我们懂得求问神的时候，其实神他会让我们体验到他跟我们同在，他的恩典。
If we know how to inquire of the Lord and ask of His help, then He will often show us the way to go.
这是我们在看第十六章，历代志上十六章，大卫他后来作诗这样歌颂神。
Let us turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 16.
请读第十六章的第八节。
Verse 8, this is where King David gave thanks to the Lord. Verse 8, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples.
第九节。
Verse 9, Sing to Him, sing psalms to Him, talk of all His wondrous works.
第十节。
Verse 10, Glory in His holy name, let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord.
11节。
11, Seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face evermore.
这里大卫他的歌颂就是寻求神的能力，时常寻求他的面，我们必不羞愧。
And here it tells us that those who seek the Lord and His strength and His face will not be ashamed.
那就是可以得胜了。
That means that whoever does that will be able to be victorious.
真的是在敌人面前全胜。
And indeed, he was he had total triumph.
那照神所说的，真的是敌人被交在大卫手上。
And according to God's words and promise, the enemies was given unto his hand.
好了，现在大卫得胜之后，我们现在再看回第十四章的第十一节啊。11节.
Now let's turn back to 1 Chronicles 14:11.
第十一节.
Verse 11. So they went up to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. Then David said, God has broken through my enemies by my hand, like a breakthrough of water. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim.
你看得胜之后，你看大卫他是怎么说的？
So what did David say after he defeated the Philistines?
神借着我的手冲破敌人，像水冲去一般。
He said, God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a breakthrough of water.
他得胜，他并没有夸耀自己，他也没有去归功给他这些身边的勇士。
When he triumphed over his enemies, he did not give credits to himself or the warriors who fought alongside.
他说是神借着我的手冲破敌人的。
Yet, but he gave the credit to God and said that God has broken through his enemies.
真的是一切的荣耀都归给神。
Therefore, all glory belong to God.
他得胜并不会因此骄傲。
When he was triumphant, he did not become proud.
那他的表现跟扫罗王就又不一样了。
His actions was very different from that of King Saul.
之前的王扫罗，他是一得胜就骄傲起来，他不再听神的话。
When King Saul triumphed over his enemies, he became proud immediately, and then he stopped listening to God's command.
但是大卫，你看他很清楚的是神把敌人交在他手上。
But David was very clear that God was the one who gave the enemies unto his hand.
那他懂得感谢神，也呈现在接下去第十二节所说的。
Verse 12 also show how he gave thanks to God.
因为他知道这个神的心呢。
Because he knew the heart of God.
他不敢给自己留下什么样的所谓的纪念品。
He did not leave anything for himself as a memorial.
我们如果看第十二节。
Verse 12. And when they left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire.
这里是说非利士人他们的神像这个就散在那里了，这个表示他们在打仗的时候，他们也是带他们的神出来一起打仗。
Here it tells us that when the Philistines was fighting the Israel, they brought their gods, a sculpture of gods, with them.
那结果他们被打败了，他们这个神像丢在那里。
When they were defeated, they left all their gods there.
现在大卫要这他的军队呢，把这些神像把它收集起来，用火烧了。
David gave the command to gather all these sculptures of gods and burn them with fire.
这是神的命令。
This was the command of God.
他们面对这些偶像，一定是用火焚烧把它毁坏。
Anytime they face any of the god idols, they need to burn them with fire.
那这些神像啊，你看，如果一般的人，也许可能把它收集起来带回家当纪念品。
Most people, when they see these beautiful sculptures, they will probably keep them as a memorial
or souvenir.
Because this is a proof.
那说不定对非利士人来说, 他们这些东西也许都很珍贵的。
To the Philistines, these sculptures of idols are very, very precious.
但是这些却是神所憎恶的。
But these are abomination in God's eyes.
所以大卫说, 用火焚烧。
Therefore, David commanded them to burn them all with fire.
这些当灭的物不可以带回营里面去。
These gods that need to be destroyed cannot be brought back to the camp.
是因为大卫他谨守神的吩咐, 他也有神那种忌邪的心。
David had a heart of jealousy against all these idols.
就是说这些神说不可以拥有的东西他不会拿的了。
That means that he will not take anything that God dislikes.
我们看一下约书亚记第六章。
Let us turn to the book of Joshua chapter 6.
这里是当初耶稣亚他对百姓的吩咐的。
Joshua chapter 6 records the command of God.
我们看第18节。
Verse 18. Verse 18. And you, by all means, abstain from the accursed things, lest you become accursed when you take of the accursed things, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it.
这里特别，这其实这个是《生命记》里面律法的吩咐，第十三章，当灭的物不可以带回家，不可以留在你的手上。
This is actually first recorded in the commandments of the laws, Deuteronomy, in the commandments of God.
就是说这些。 当灭的物,你要把它销毁了。
So the things that are accursed need to be destroyed.
不然就会连累了全营以色列百姓。
Otherwise, if they bring it back to the camp, they will make the camp accursed and trouble it.
大卫他要所有的这些他的军兵啊,全部一致的把这些神像用火焚烧。
Therefore, David commanded his army to destroy all of the accursed things.
他要把神的命令遵守到底了。
He wanted to keep the command of God to the end.
这对照扫罗那时候的作为就又差很多了。
And that was very different from what King Saul did.
因为扫罗王他遵守神的命令，遵守部分的而已。
Because King Saul only kept partial commandments of God.
那现在好了，现在第一次得胜，这个是神让大卫去明白，求告神的人永远不会错误。
In this first experience of triumph over the Philistines, God showed David that those who trust in God will always be blessed.
那我们现在再看回来第十四章。
Let's turn back to 1 Chronicles 14.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
非利士人又来了。
The Philistines once again came and made a raid.
敌人不会那么容易就放弃，然后就不再征战。
The enemies will not give up so easily to battle you.
所以非利士人他们第一次输了之后，第二次再来聚集更多人。
Even though the Philistines were defeated the first time, at this time they gather more people to come and fight against Israel.
好，现在看第十四节。
Verse 14.
再看大卫怎么做。
Let's see what David did. Verse 14. Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said to him, "You shall not go up after them, circle around them, and come upon them in the front of the mulberry trees."
好，你看这里。 大卫又求问神，他特别提到大卫又求问神。
This time, David again inquired of God.
那这一次的求问，就让我们对我们来说是很重要的提醒。
This inquiry is a great reminder for us.
你看，之前大卫已经求问神，面对同样的敌人，他得胜，神给他一个指示。
So in the first time, God inquired of the Lord about the Philistines, and God told him what to do.
但是现在第二次，大卫他并没有。 忽略这些祷告求问神的这个必要。
And he was triumphant the first time. Then this happens again. David did not omit this process again.
你看，有的人是一次得胜就很自大，就觉得说自己很行。
Because after our first triumph, usually we feel very proud.
所以人很容易在这个胜利当中就自满，然后最后导致骄傲的结果。
And often we become so satisfied with ourselves in our triumph that we become prideful.
这一次因为是面对同样的敌人，大卫他并没有用他之前的经验就援引过去的例子，然后就马上去采取行动。
Even though this is the second time that David is facing the Philistines, he did not use his prior experience as a tactic to attack his enemies.
他并 没有自以为有智慧，自以为有经验呢。
He did not think that his experience will help him to be triumphant.
他每一次都先祷告求神。
Every single time when he meet with his enemies, he will pray and inquire of God.
结果这一次神给他是另外一个指示。
This time God gave him a different direction or command.
你看，这个时候，其实我们要想，如果是我们的话，我们会不会祷告？
So think about ourselves. If this happened to us, would we inquire of God and pray to Him?
因为这个是同样一个敌人。
Because this is the same enemy.
那之前神已经讲过，要怎么去对付他们。
In the past, God had already told us how to face this enemy.
我们人很容易就用我们过去的经验跟上次神的指示，然后我们就照着去做了。
Men often use their past experience to face the new situation.
我们再看一节经节，看箴言第三章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
第五节到第七节。
Verses 5 through 7. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
这一段经文我们常爱读，我们都知道说要专心仰赖神。
We often read this passage and know that we need to trust in the Lord with all our hearts.
不可以自以为有智慧，不可以依靠自己的聪明。
But here it tells us to not lean on our own understanding or don't be wise in our own eyes.
而是要在一切所行的事上都要认定他。
But in all your ways, we need to acknowledge him.
因为我们今天，我们也是一样，我们做很多事情，我们都先祷告啊。
A lot of times we would pray before we do something.
但是我们祷告，我们真的是在一切所能都认定神，由神来带领吗？
But in our prayers, are we acknowledging God and His way completely?
我们可以自己去想一想，我们在什么时候是最愿意去认定神，顺服神的引导？
Think about our own experience. In what situation would we completely acknowledge Him and submit to His way?
通常就像做神的工一样，那个新手他没有什么经验，他就先祷告求神，主啊，我很紧张，你帮助我。
Usually it's the newbies. When you first come to serve God, you do not know what to do. Therefore, you would pray and ask God for help.
但是难就难在当我们有经验以后。
But the difficult part is after we become very experienced.
我们如果已经有一些经验以后，我们就很不容易，真的是凡事认定神了。
Then it would be very difficult for us to acknowledge God in all things.
越有经验的人越容易犯错。
The more experienced we are, the more mistakes we will make.
因为有经验，其实会按照自己的经验行事。
Because the more experience we have, we will do accordingly to our own experience.
更不容易在一切所行的事上都认定神。
It'll be harder for us to acknowledge God's way.
那你看，大卫他懂得在每一次，就算是同样的敌人，他都先问神说：“我应该怎么办？”
But David inquired of the Lord, no matter how many times he faced the same enemies.
那这次神就给他一个不同的方法了。
This time God gave him a different method.
你看
，face the enemy.
我们现在看回来第十五节。
Let us turn back.
第十四节。
First Chronicles chapter 14, verse 14.
神要大卫说：“你这一次，你不要一直上去跟他们正面对战，你要转到后面去。”
God told him, "You shall not go up after them, but instead circle around them and come upon them in the front of the mulberry."
而且第十五节特别说要注意听这个树梢上面的脚步声。
Verse 15 it says, "It shall be when you hear a sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry tree."
你听到这个声音的时候，你就要出战，你就出去。
Then you shall go out to battle.
哦，那表示说，这个神现在给他一个新的指示，要让他用不同的方式。有不同的心去面对敌人。
So God gives him new commands so that he will face his enemies with this new method.
而且是说神已经先出战在先了，你现在是跟在后面就好了。
God said that he has gone up before you to strike the camp of the Philistines. All you need to do is follow after God.
十六节就说大卫就遵着神的吩咐去做。
Verse 16 it says David did as God commanded him.
那在撒母耳记下第五章里面，他特别说明说。大卫就急速遵行，他说神什么说了，他就马上采取行动。
In 1 Samuel chapter 5, it records that David immediately followed God's command.
你看，在这里，神特别要他转到后面去，转到敌人的后面去。啊，注意听， 注意听神所给的那个信号。
According to God's command here, God wanted him to go behind the enemies and then carefully listen to the sound that God wanted him to.
这个树梢上的脚步声表示说是神的军队在前进。
Verse 15, it says, the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees. This is actually the sound of God's army.
也是神的指引。
It is also God's guidance.
就是从敌人的后面要去攻打的时候，应该怎么做，神会带领的。
This is to tell them that when you're behind the enemy, this is what you need to do so that God will guide you.
现在神要大卫，你注意听这个声音。
So God wanted David to listen carefully to the sound.
要怎么听得到？
How can you hear the sound?
你要退到敌人的后面去了。
You must go behind your enemy.
到后面去，前面敌人他们在那边，在那个声音啊，他们的那个阵势，你不会受干扰。
So that you will not be affected by your enemies in front of you.
退到后面去，表示说我们愿意隐藏自己，让神带领，神是主导的。
When you go behind your enemy, it shows that you're willing to hide yourself behind God's guidance.
他愿意等候神的带领，神的时间。
That you're willing to wait for the timing of God.
那他要注意眼睛要看，心要安静，然后耳朵要注意听。
That he has to be quiet and to open his eyes to watch carefully.
他要听上面的声音。
He has to listen to the sound from above.
他不需要去忧虑。
He does not have to worry.
他要注意神的动作。
He must be very careful to watch for God's action.
因为神已经说他一定会有动作的。
Because God said he will have action.
那这个动作是在树梢上面。
And the action happens at the top of the mulberry tree.
那他要注意分辨呢。
And he needs to be able to discern.
所以他这个时候要听得到，他一定要内心安静的去等候神，聆听神的指示。
In order for David to hear that sound, he has to be very quiet in his heart.
否则在地面上，在他这敌人面前，他有很多的干扰。
Otherwise, if he is in front of his enemies, he will be greatly distracted.
有时候看到敌人的动作，有时候我们心就不安静，我们会很想要采取什么反应的。
When we see that our enemies have certain actions, we also want to fight back.
那个内心就不容易安静了嘛。
Then our hearts cannot quiet down.
但是如果到后面你看不到，这个时候你就能够安静的去看等候神的指示了。
But if you go behind your enemy, then you cannot see your enemy's actions. Then your heart can be quiet down to listen to God's sound.
那接下去神是说哈，你就要出战了哈，你听到有脚步声的时候，你就要出战，你就要跟着去了。
Then God said, if after you hear the sound of marching, then you need to strike.
这个说明你一听到神的动作，你就马上跟随。
This is to tell us that once we see the action of God, we have to immediately follow.
不可以等。
We can't wait anymore.
我们知道这个声音它会前进的时候，你越离越远，越来越小声，你越不知道说到底是哪个方向，是这边还是那边。
Because as the sound is farther and farther from you, then you cannot discern where it's going.
要很快速的跟随，而且要跟在后面。
Therefore, we need to quickly follow behind God's footstep.
要跟神的作为配合。
We need to work together with God.
神快的时候就要快。
When he's fast, we need to be quick.
所以他要跟着这个声音，要跟得紧啊。
Therefore, we need to follow very closely behind him.
也不要顾虑啊，所以不要犹豫啊，也不要太前，也不要太后。
So don't worry or hesitate, and don't be too fast or too slow.
这里在说明，今天我们在这个神的国度里面，属灵的征战，其实神他会带领我们，他会指引我们当行的路。
This event tells us that in our daily life of faith, God is always there to guide us to fight our enemies.
要怎么样才能听到神的声音？
How can we hear the sound of God?
我们要愿意顺服神。
We need to be willing to submit to God's guidance.
要愿意让神来主导。
We need to let God guide us.
那我们也要愿意记住神的指示。
We need to also remember the commands of God.
你看大卫他之前在运越柜的时候，他出错，他出了一个错误。
We see that David made a mistake when he was transporting the Ark of the Covenant into.
他出错出在哪里？错在他 要迎约柜，但是他并没有去问祭司利未人，甚至问神应该怎么运。
Even though he wanted to do this out of his good heart, but he did not inquire of God or the priests or the Levites how to do this correctly.
因为他觉得他有一个好心，他是 要为神做事。
He just felt that he is doing this out of the good will of his heart.
那而且所有的首领都说好，而且说这件事情是神的旨意，应该这样做。
All the leaders of the country agreed with him.
但是他忘记了要去问祭司利未人，问神说，那约柜要运回来应该怎么运？
But he forgot to inquire of God and of God's workers, the Levites and the priests.
其实这件事情神都有详细的指示。
But God actually have a very detailed directions of how to do it.
但他只是以为说他已经知道。
But David thought he knew.
而且众人都这样做，他就跟着做。
And since everyone agreed with him, he just did it.
结果他就犯错。
As a result, he made a big mistake.
但是现在在打仗的时候。
But now, when he's facing his enemies in
battle. 面对敌人，他知道说，哎，这个时候要谨慎，神的指示要谨慎听神的声音。
He knew that he need to be careful and therefore inquire of God.
那这两件事情，如果我们放一起，在我们属灵的征战上，其实也是很重要的。
If we put these two incidences as a reminder into our faith,
你看今天我们在面对敌人要去传福音的时候。
Then we know
就好像我们要去打仗。
When we are preaching the gospel to others, it is like battling.
因为这个事情是很明显的，敌人是很明显的。
Because you could see for sure the enemies is in front of you.
我们通常也都会问神说：“神啊，我应该怎么做？我应该怎么传福音？”
We need to ask God, God, what should I do? How should I preach the gospel?
好了，现在有关于这个运约柜，就是有关于拜神的事情的时候。
And the transporting of the ark is about worshiping God.
那我们都有一个心，我们要侍奉神，我要为神做什么事。
We have the heart to worship God and to serve Him.
我们都有一个爱神的心，要付出的。
We have a heart of love towards God.
但这个时候，如果众人都说好，我们很容易就忽略说，那到底神要我们怎么做？
If everyone around us agreed with us, then it is easy for us to overlook what God really wants.
我们就会忽略了神他很详细的指示。
We will overlook God's clear commands of how to worship and serve.
反过来犯错了。
As a result, we will make a mistake.
所以这个就是圣经在安排的时候，它让我们看到，今天不管是对内的牧养，对外的宣道，我们每一件事情都要求问神，而且要愿意顺服神的指示。
So today, from learning this passage, no matter if we're preaching the gospel, which is external, or pastoring our members, which is internal, we need to inquire of God.
我们不只要有一个爱神的心。
Not only we need to have a heart of love towards God.
我们要愿意顺服神的带领。
But we also need to be submissive towards God's guidance.
而且不能够是以所有众人都认为说这样是好就是好。
And we have to be careful that not everything that everyone agrees is considered good in the eyes of God.
众人都认为好的是神的，是神照神的话而行的吗？
Whatever everyone agree, is that according to God's way?
我们都知道神他要我们怎么做吗？
Do we truly know what God wants us to do?
这个就是在这里我们所看到的圣经给我们的提醒。
This is what something we can learn from this passage today.
那大卫，你看他遵着神的吩咐去做了。
David, when he did according to God's command,
结果就得胜。
At the end, he was triumphant.
14章17节说，神大卫的名就传扬到列国，神使列国都惧怕他。
Verse 17 of chapter 14, it says, then the fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations.
是神让众列国的民都听到大卫就害怕了。
It was God who brought the fear of David upon all nations.
那这个其实是神的旨意，神要营造，要创造一个和平的环境，让接下去的这个建圣殿的工作可以很顺利的进行。
Because God, this is God's will, because He wants to build the fear upon all nations, so that they will have a quiet time to build the temple of God.
让我们都能够聆听神的声音。
Let us be able to listen to the voice of God. 那
我们可以跟着神的脚步而行。
So that we can walk and follow after God's footsteps.
一定可以得到胜利。
Then we will be triumphant.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn together.
172首。
172.
shall be victorious. For the march of days by thy God is with thee, as in his breath. He shall never leave thee, and by this strong hand he shall lead thee unto the promised land. Praise the Lord.
Let's
kneel down and pray together.